Quick question for you today. Are you a food truck or are you Cheesecake Factory? Now, for the uninitiated, Cheesecake Factory is a middle-class fancy restaurant that has great desserts, no doubt, but they also have a famously or infamously enormous menu. If you're craving Asian food or Mexican food or Italian food or Greek food or American food, go to Cheesecake Factory. They bring out a novel recipe or a novel menu. It's got everything. You can get all sorts of stuff. Get a Asian food appetizer and a Mexican food entree and a American food dessert. It's just crazy. There's so many things. So it's hard to categorize what you want or what you're in the mood for when you end up at a Cheesecake Factory. My kids kind of like it. It's a place we might stop into when we're on vacation somewhere, but it's just so vague. It's so broad. It's hard to explain exactly what they do. Now, it's in the name that they have great desserts. It's the Cheesecake Factory. But did you know they have great mac and cheese or great chicken tenders or a great Asian Cobb salad or whatever, right? There's just so many things. It's hard to recommend. It's hard to know what to get. It's hard to know what you're in the mood for. Like, you know what sounds really good right now? Cheesecake Factory. I was feeling like some chicken nachos followed by an Asian salad followed by pot stickers, right? It's like, what are you in the mood for? What do you even want? Now, the flip side of that is a food truck. Now, food trucks are known for something very, very specific. They typically sell a couple things on the menu. It's not a huge menu. It's almost always in one vein of culinary expertise. Maybe it's a Greek food truck or a taco food truck, right? They sell kind of one thing in a pretty narrow menu, and it's always very, very delicious, in my experience at least. In fact, last week, my wife had a birthday recently, and so we do the birthday week, and sometimes if we're feeling fancy, we'll do a birthday month, and so we're always looking for reasons to celebrate my wife in the month of March. And I found a place that she had recommended on Instagram that makes cinnamon rolls. That's all they make. They don't make anything else. They don't make cookies. They don't make cakes. They make cinnamon rolls. And so I followed them on Instagram, being the good, attentive, listening husband that I am. And I reached out to them on DM and said, hey, what's going on with cinnamon rolls? My wife loves cinnamon rolls. How do we get them? Where are you located? That whole thing. And they had a link in their Instagram profile. And the link was to a Jotform. Now, Jotform is kind of like Typeform. It's just a form on the internet. It's not a website. It's not a SamCart page or ThriveCart page. It's a very simple form. And they sold cinnamon rolls. And you could order 2 cinnamon rolls for $8 or 4 cinnamon rolls, wait for it, for $16. That was it. 2 for $8, 4 for $16. They're $4 a piece. That was all. Couldn't get a party tray. Couldn't get a cinnamon roll, bundt cake. Couldn't get a cinnamon roll, actual birthday cake, right? That's all they sell. Very, very specific. Very easy to refer. Very easy to talk about. Very easy to predict exactly what you're going to get. And so we ordered the cinnamon rolls and I surprised my wife on Friday morning and we had some great coffee and probably the best cinnamon rolls of our life. Very, very specific of this business. Another cool thing, side note, for this specific business, you order by noon on Thursday and you pick them up on Friday morning. That's it. You want them on Saturday? Tough luck. Want them on Sunday? Not available. Want them on Wednesday? They don't make them. So they never have inventory that's unsold, which is probably a whole other podcast in and of itself. They just bake and make what they've already pre-sold and you pick them up on Friday morning. Very brilliant. Now, my point is with cinnamon rolls in that example, easy to refer, easy to know what you're going to get, easy to recommend. That's all they make. You can't say they have 95 different things on the menu and nobody can say, well, I was kind of in the mood for a breakfast burrito. No problem. Go somewhere else. Go to Taco Bell or whatever. This place makes cinnamon rolls and that's all. So my advice to you today, my hope for you today is that you would become more like a food truck and less like Cheesecake Factory. Now, when I first started my digital marketing business, you could hire me kind of for anything. I was kind of like Cheesecake Factory. I had a pretty thick menu of services you could purchase. I could maybe build a website. I could do your logo, do some branding, write some great headlines, write your emails, make an online course, port technology A to technology B. I would do anything. I was a mercenary. I was a freelance. I was a headhunter. I was there to make some money and support my family, and I would do whatever it took. Fine for a minute, but it's hard to refer that person. Hey, there's this guy, Cody. He does an okay job at 95 things, kind of like Cheesecake Factory. Over the years, as I've really dialed in my business to focus on building funnels in ClickFunnels and running Facebook ads to courses and membership sites, the business has gotten better. And in fact, this probably isn't the first time you've heard this, but the riches are in the niches, right? So even recently, I made a significant investment in my business to go spend one day with a mentor in Las Vegas in February. And he said, who are your clients? And I mapped them out. It's like five private clients. What do? They do launches. What are they selling? Courses and membership sites. And of the five, I think one was not doing that. They sold something else. And he's like, well, what's up with that one? Where'd they come from? I was like, I don't know. It was a referral or something like that. He's like, you need to just be the launch guy for courses and membership site owners. That's it. Don't do e-commerce. Don't do physical products. None of that stuff. Just do launches for course creators and membership site owners, period. That's all. And it sounds so simple now as I'm reflecting back on that moment, but at first I was resisting that. Like, no, I need more depth and breadth. I have some health coaches. I have some natural healers and health practitioners. I have people that do consulting and these different people in my memberships and communities. He's like, no. Stop doing that stuff. Become the Facebook ads launch guy for course creators and membership site owners. It's like, okay, cool, done, got it. Message received, right? And that's been about 6 weeks ago in the past. And since then, I've put together all this launch type stuff. Like, I've made these launch maps available at codyslaunchmaps.com. I'm doubling down on the laid back launch process. I recently introduced a launch advisory program where I can look over people's shoulders as they're launching their programs for them, provide them coaching, support, copywriting, structure, goals, deadlines, accountability, et cetera, right? Super powerful program. And I've got a handful of clients. I still run their ads and they're all, guess what? Courses and course creators and membership site owners. Okay. So that's my advice to you today. Whatever you do, become easy to refer, become super specific in what you do, get really clear on the outcomes you provide, and get feedback and testimonials and success stories and case studies of those that you've helped achieve that very specific goal. Be a food truck. Don't be Cheesecake Factory.
Thanks for listening to the Cody Builds a Business podcast. If you enjoyed this episode, don't forget to subscribe. And if you want to help spread the word, please leave a 5-star review and tell your friends to subscribe. We're available on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever else you listen to podcasts.